It's him that I'm after. It's him that I'm longing for. It's him. I need him. I need him, because in his presence is all that I could ever need. I need him.
And when we're seeking after him more than anything else, when he is our number one priority, he is what we want,
yeah,
none of that other stuff matters as much.
It really doesn't.
Everything else becomes small. Like, even our own mistakes.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter as much. Because he matters more than that.
Yes.
He matters more than that.
Well, and in the... Sorry.
No,
I was just going to say, in the revelation of covenant, and we've used it before, but like, Abby and I have chosen to be in a form of covenant with one another. Like, there's like friendship, but there's also like a covenant that you enter into with one another. Her heart is my heart. My heart is her heart. And through the years, that covenant has been tested over different times. And we had to choose to pursue the relationship, yeah, even amidst there being temptations to stop,
yeah,
even amidst there being temptations to get offended or frustrated, or it didn't seem like it was working. But in the pursuit of one another, as sisters, as friends, in that pursuit, that covenant got even more yoked together,
yeah,
to the point that there's no, where it used to be, she'd be in her head, I'd very much be in my head and trying to think through how to be and act. There's, yeah, a free flow of the anointing. There's always been love.
Yeah.
There's always been love. But there's a free flow of just communication and friendship,
yeah,
camaraderie, just production and fruitfulness that's able to come out as we've just been with one another.
Yeah.
And it's like that with God. When we're just being with him and we get rid of all the extra gunk that doesn't matter. Who cares if he sees us? And I get that I'm talking very youthish. If the youth are going to watch, glory to God. But like, who cares if he sees us with a massive zit on our face?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if we mess up? God is faithful. He's faithful to pursue us even amidst a mess up. My,
yeah,
hunger is not determined. It's not predicated by what I am producing. My hunger is determined because I love him. If I make 12 mistakes today, I'm not believing to. If I make 12 massive mistakes today, I'm still going to pursue him. I'm not going to shrink back because I love him. So even in this example with Abby, there's plenty of mistakes that I've made over the years with Abigail. But I refused to shrink back and say, peace out, Abby.
Yeah.
We tried it for a while. We had this family relationship, but you know what? I'm just messing up too much. You go find someone else. No, I'm hungry. I'm hungry,
yeah,
for the fellowship. I'm hungry for who she is in my life. I'm hungry for the presence that she,
yeah,
brings. A misstep on my end is not going to keep me from pursuing her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pursue her ever the more. It's like that with God to an even greater scale.
Yeah.
God's not quitting and he's not intimidated by our missteps. God,
no,
is faithful, and we need to become people of hunger even if we miss it 20 times. He'll lift us up 21.
Yeah.
He's faithful. He's a faithful, faithful God. And as,
yeah,
we become a person of hunger, not emotionally, as we become a person of hunger, he's the God that we will find. His goodness,
yeah,
will be found by us.
To focus more on those missteps and those mistakes shows a need and a lack of hunger.
For sure.
Because that's bigger to us in those moments than God is.
For sure.
It shows that he hasn't been in our number one spot, our number one focus. It shows that ourselves have been in our number one focus,
yeah,
honestly. And I'm saying it to myself too, because I've focused more, even recently at times, on not wanting to mess it up, thinking I don't want to mess it up for him.
Yeah.
But regardless, what have I been looking at so much of the time?
Yeah.
90% of the time, my focus has been on me because I haven't wanted to mess it up. And if I'll just put my focus on him, he'll show me, he'll redirect me and show me the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Why was I expecting that looking at me, I would also provide all my answers?
Yeah.
That's making me as the source. And that's not a hunger for the Lord at that point. That's a hunger for me,
yeah,
to, in my works, do everything perfect and be pleasing,
yeah,
to him by my works, which is the exact opposite of righteousness.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite. He's already completed the work. He has already made me perfectly righteous. He just wants me to seek after him first. And in him, in walking in that righteousness, he will help fix those works and those actions. Those actions will then line up with him best. But we have to be seeking after him first.
Yes.
He is what matters first.
Yes. And the whole reason that God, maybe not the entire reason, but I believe that a large portion of the reason that the Lord's been having us minister on hunger, pray about hunger, teach about hunger, is because God has mighty plans.
Yeah.
Mighty, great, marvelous plans for every person watching this broadcast, live and in the time to come. He's got a great and mighty plan for you and for your life. It's not legalistic. It's not about trying to get information to us. The mighty plans of God start when we know him. The word tells us, they who know their God shall do exploits. They who know their God will do exploits. They who know their God will do the signs and the wonders that are part of this time that we're in. I didn't know how it would fit in. I just trusted the Lord. If it needed to, it would come out. But we're in this time of the church age on this earth. We were reserved for such a time as this. Hear me. You were specifically reserved for this time on this earth. This came out in prayer this morning, and I believe I have leading to share some of it. This time on earth, God handpicked you to be a part of what he's doing. There's amazing things that have happened in the body of Christ over the years. Amazing things that we can walk through the charismatic church history and see move of God, move of God, move of God. We can hear testimonies of these mighty things happening in the body. We have our heroes in the faith, whomever your favorite hero in the faith is, pick your flavor. And there is some anointed man and woman of God that the Lord was able to do a mighty work of God through from pre-Jesus, during Jesus, after Jesus. There's always been a remnant on the earth. But God right now could literally send Jesus back at any point in time.
Yeah.
Jesus could literally come back right now. All the prophecy that needs to be fulfilled in order for Jesus to return to get his bride and rapture the church, that's already done. We're in a time of grace and mercy where the church is able to be his hands and feet on this earth. And the people that will be doing the mighty works of God in this time are those who know their God. The hungry shall be filled. The hungry shall be filled. The hungry shall be sent. The hungry will do exploits for the Lord. And you could have been crafted by God to live at any other time on this earth. Amy Semple McPherson, Smith Wigglesworth, R.W. Shambach, they could have been alive right now. Brother Hagin could have been alive right now. The Apostle Paul could have been alive right now. But God said, no, I need Lashika alive right now.
Yeah.
I don't need the supply that could come out of Brother Hagin. I need the supply that's going to come out of Goldis. It's so good to see you, by the way. I need the supply that's going to come out of Pastor Zach. I need the supply that's going to come out of Marky. I need the yieldedness that's going to come out of Seth. Yeah. I need the people that are alive right now to hunger after me, because the plans I have for them are greater than anything they have ever imagined for themselves. I need people who know me, and I need people who will yield. I need people who will hunger. I need people who will know me as their Lord, because they're the ones that can do exploits. Part of the whole reason I believe God's having us bring this back up is because in this time of grace, you are needed to do exploits for God, and it's time for whatever hindrance to be completely removed. Not for the legalism side, not for the pressure side, not for the emotion side that I know can come up with what I just said. Like, I know that there's an emotion that gets that often responds when we hear of something like this. I have an emotional response, and I'm the one that it's coming out of. But I'm not saying it emotionally. I'm saying I'm making the decision to hunger after God as a quality decision, not something that can be shaky.
Yeah.
A quality decision is not something that's based on an emotion. It's not based on a circumstance. It's not based on what I can see. A quality decision is something that I have taken inventory and I have examined myself. Psalms, one of them. It tells us that the builder who doesn't count the cost of building the house is not worthy of building the house.
Yeah.
I need to take a true heart examination and determine, am I going to be a person of hunger?
Yeah.
Not flippantly, just on the days we preach about hunger. Not emotionally, just on the days that it drums up in me, having vision cast to me about what hunger can produce. I need to make the quality decision that I'm going to hunger after God, and I'm choosing it now and forevermore. It's an unbreakable decision. Just like my marriage rings, they're not coming off. I have chosen to even wear it as a symbol of my covenant. I need to choose. I'm a person of hunger, regardless of what comes. Today, I am immovable from this decision to hunger. Other people's hunger can sharpen me and can spur me on, but I choose today, no matter what I see, no matter what I think, no matter what I feel, I choose to hunger after God and to know Him. And those who know their God will, not might, will do exploits. And that's your calling, to be His ambassador who knows Him and to do the exploit of connecting the world back to Him. He's waiting. Will we be the people that choose Him?
One of the things that the Lord, one of the analogies I think He brought up is, if you know me, you know that, and I know this is going to sound silly, but if you know me, you know that, like, one of my favorite things in this world is chips and queso. Like, I love it just so much. It's amazing. And I really like chips and queso. I made the decision. It's my favorite. And this is going to tie back into hunger, trust me. I've made the decision that it's my favorite. And 90% of the time, anytime chips or queso are mentioned, I'm all in, all for it. But sometimes there's just days where, like, I just don't feel like it, but I've made the decision that it's still my favorite. We've lost Hannah out in the control room.
Hannah's control. I can see her right now. She's on the computer. Hannah is laughing so hard her head is bobbing. All I see is blonde, like, ha, ha.
It's true. It's true. It's helped me. I promise. I've made the decision that it is my favorite. It is my favorite. And so I'm gonna have chips and queso any opportunity I can. Literally, because it's my favorite. And so there's some times where, like, as a church, Marcus says, this is a great analogy.
You haven't even fully gotten
I haven't even gotten to the point yet.
So far, the people are like, chips and queso. I am
with you.
She
likes chips and queso.
It's good.
We got the point. Yeah. There's sometimes, though, like, as a church, we will go out to the restaurant where there will be chips and queso, and I just, like, might not be feeling it. But I've made the decision that this is what I like. This is my favorite thing. I'm gonna have it, like, regardless of if I feel it or not. I promise. There's a point.
I just honestly, this is the most Abby point that could ever be made for you to understand her resoluteness of her belief system. This is my favorite food. I will make myself eat this food.
I'm loyal.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am just loyal to chips and queso.
Such an Abby point to make. I'm buckled in. Like, I'm ready to go.
It's true. I realize, as I'm saying this now, not everybody may be quite as loyal to their favorite food.
I guarantee no one is as loyal to their favorite food. But this is the most Abby thing that there is, and it's why I love you.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's good. Maybe this is just me.
But I like it. You're teaching the people to be convicted.
It's an attitude of hunger.
Yeah, it is.
It's an attitude of hunger.
Yeah, it is. I need to not sit like this. I literally lean back into family time. Please continue.
It's so true. So I, like, regardless, if there's chips and queso in front of me, I will be eating it, regardless of if I feel it or not. And oftentimes, if I'm not feeling it, it's because I've been focused on other things. I've been, like, too busy. It's true. It's because I've been, like, just, like, super serious that day and not feeling, like, enjoying it. And so I will eat it. Taste and see. I will eat the chips and queso. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love this. Why did I not feel like this earlier? And then I'll be hungry for it again. Is this analogy helping anybody, or is this just me? It might just be just me.
I love you so much.
It's true, though.
I am with you. So the point, you're making it. You're doing good. I got you.
It's the same way with the Lord. Except more. Because he's way more important than chips and queso. As much as I like him, I love the Lord more. Amen. I'm saying, Marky said, did you just compare God to chips? I'm saying that is the smallest example to help us understand the Lord is so much more than that.
I am just so interested by what happens to you when you eat food. Like, and that, like, I'm having to tone it in, because as soon as you said, I found that when I'm not enjoying them, I'm focused on other things. And I love you so much.
It really is. It's when I'm, like, serious.
No good chips and queso then.
Not just you. Thank you. Thank you, Lashika.
Matthew, right on. Right on.
Thank you.
He uses all things for his glory. He uses all things.
I'm serious, though. I'm serious. Whenever I haven't been focused or hungry for the Lord, it's been because I've been focused on other things. And we've talked about it this week. Spiritual junk food. And that's why, this is why the analogy of hunger is what it is with food, because it's likened to that. My loyalty to food might be a little bit more, but I'm learning this now.
I'm just so excited to talk to Marky about this after the podcast.
The facts still stand. It's still the same. He should be our number one priority.
It's true.
We should set, he is, and like the analogy, he is my favorite. He is my favorite. He is what I want all
the
time.
You're taking charge of this ship, by this way. I'm just sitting back. You're steering at this point.
We're just on this little ship. He is my favorite thing in the world. He is all I want. Yeah. No, even whether I feel it or not, quitting is not an option. I really am this intense with chips and queso. I'm realizing this now too. But more intense for the Lord.
For the people.
More intense for the Lord. If we will be all in for the Lord, he will help us be covenant people in other things as well. I will just say. We'll find in relationships, apparently in chips and queso. Covenant is just a mindset. Amen. Is Pastor Zach ready on the green screen for something?
And that's it today, guys. Amen. No, I'm kidding. Don't cut to him. That would be a really bad ending. Don't do that yet.
He put in the comments, Matthew 6:33, seek first, be preoccupied with the kingdom and his righteousness.
Yeah.
Seeking first. It should be what we, like, any chance we get, we should be wanting the Lord. Even if we feel, even if just, like, one day, we're just totally, like, there's a lot of work going on at work or something, and we're just totally preoccupied.
Continue.
I'm not talking about family chat. I just realized that.
I was like, no. Throw Marky under that bus. Go ahead.
This is not a dig at Marky. No. It was not even crossing my mind, okay? Another analogy, please. Even if
demonstrate how you're not our, instigated.
In our family life, even if in our family, this will be the analogy, even if in our family we've got a lot of things going on and we're focused on that, the Lord wasn't our number one focus. We should be set in our heart, Lord, I want you more than anything else. That takes priority. The moment we realize I was wanting a solution to this more than I was wanting to seek you, Lord, we set our mind on the Lord. As soon as, because we've made the decision, that is my number one priority. So the moment we realize our focus might have shifted to something else, we set it back on the Lord. Yeah. Lord, actually, I want you more than that. You will solve that. I just want you. And we set our focus back on him because we've already made that quality decision that he is what matters most.
Goldis, your comment is excellent. Goldis says, stop considering the avocado toast. Stick with the chips and cheese.
Amen. I like it.
But honestly, even with this, and like we're wrapping up, clearly.
Clearly.
But like, literally parking the car.
I think we've had enough analogies for one day.
But honestly, this is a great example of what we were talking about at the very beginning of this broadcast.
It's true.
Like, there's in him, it's not an emotion, and there's like a fluidity to who he is. I'm not saying that like some weird, ooh, God is fluid. But like what I'm meaning is we had a moment where it was like, and I don't think Abby was off in bringing what she did up at all, but like there was a moment where the Lord brought like an intensity to the point he was making about becoming a person of hunger. And then all of a sudden there was just something that seemed in a way, not totally, but in a way almost silly. But he's good and he's fluid, and in his presence there's fullness of joy. We don't have to be intense all the time. Yeah. We can relax and unclench and just be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying that flippantly or trying to like get laughter, but truly we need to just relax. And if he tells us to like get convicted, and I'm not saying like convicted by God, I'm saying get convicted in our posture, resolute in our decision to hunger, terrific. If he tells us to laugh, laugh. Just be with God, and he'll keep us from going to one ditch or another. We'll be able to enjoy life. And in the intense times, glory to God. In the joy times, glory to God. Just be with him.
Yeah.
And he'll help us flow like that too.
Yeah.
Shanae just said, and the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's true. Joy. God is faithful. Joy. That's a part of hunger. And that's a fruit of the hungry.
It's one of the best ways to enter into his presence.
Yeah. You can't effectively praise without joy.
No, you can't. It's so many times that I've been having a hard time getting into his presence. He's like, I've been like, Lord, I need this answer. I'm sorry. Like, I've been focused on something else. I need to get in your presence. The thing he's told me to do is just literally just take a deep breath and just relax.
Yeah.
So that I can then hear from him, because my mind has been going and going. I've been focused on things. I've been so just like tensed up, and everything's been so serious. And he's been like, just relax, just laugh. And then once you relax, I can actually speak to you. But I've been so guarded and like this, like if you're like this, you can't hear things because you're so tensed up. But when you relax, then people can talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, he can start talking. We can start hearing from him better if we'll just honestly just relax and be in joy.
For sure.
Amen.
Are you opposed to Pastor Zach wrapping the puppy up?
Not at all.
Guys, I love you very much. Thank you for joining us today. Pastor Zach's going to pray over the broadcast, over the seed, all that good stuff. We love you, and we will see. Did it just zoom in?
That's what I was looking at.
Sittler, did you just zoom in for kicks? Marky Eleanor. We're handing it over to Pastor Zach. We'll see what happens over there. Love you.
Hello, what a word today. Like, seriously, think about what has been spoken over the last couple of days between even this past Sunday until now. And look at what the Lord is doing and how he's weaving things in together to take us to new heights, to new levels. This is word today. It may be different, but it was a much needed and a timely word made to take us to a new level. So if you would like to sow into the broadcast today, go ahead and get ready. We're going to put that lower third up. And this is the type of broadcast that you want to sow into. I took a second and I looked up that verse in Acts 13:52. Now, I want to read it to you again real quick and just in a different, little bit of a different translation. But look at what it says here, because it's a very good verse. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. It's a continual ongoing thing to hunger with God. It's a continual ongoing thing to be filled with joy. And today was just another way to be able to pursue that and show that in context of Scripture. So today, if you would like to sow into this word, you can go right through here and you can give by Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. You can take a picture of your phone right now, screenshot it, click that QR code, and it'll take you to all of those. That's a different way way to do it. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray for that seed. And then we're going to bless that seed. Then I'll tell you a couple of other things that we have going on that's coming up in the ministry. So, Father, thank you right now for what you are doing. And just in our lives, Father, how you're teaching us hunger, what hunger is. Because, Father, you're giving us something. You're pouring out the fullness of who you are in these last days. And, Father, as you have been empowering the church to recognize and understand who we are and what is available to us, hunger, humility, and faith is going to be what it takes to get to do exactly what you've called us to do. So, Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. And Father, as this seed is being sown into this word, as seed is being sown into this ministry, Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over, pouring to our lap, a measure that cannot be contained. Father, let it fill up storehouses. Father, let it fill up all the other things that needs to be filled up, but not just stop at the filling, then go into the overflow. Father, we receive it now in Jesus' name, a blessing that cannot be contained. We love you so much, Lord. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have a couple of different things coming up. I just read in the comments, somebody said this broadcast was all that in a bag of chips, and it just took me back to the queso thing. That was awesome. All right, so the first thing that we want to tell you about is this is something that the Lord is doing, and it is powerful. If you've not been a part of it, I would suggest you do it, especially if you're hungry for the Lord. A 6 a.m. prayer, or as we call it, front lines prayer, is happening at 6 a.m. right here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel, and we're beginning to pray in some things. We are receiving some things or seeing things of God already manifest. We've already had people getting saved. There's people beginning to see all the fullness of the ministry and what we're doing and what we're called to do. And they're like, I want more of that. So it is something that you could truly be a part of. But come there hungry, ready, and expect, because it's not just coming to be at prayer. No, there's a flow and there's a supply. And there's something that you're getting and that you're giving and something you are receiving in that way. Another thing that we have coming up is the Partners Camp meeting, August 6th through the 8th. And we want you to register for this. Last year's Partner Camp meeting was our first one, and it was powerful. The Lord showed himself strong. And if you go to that QR code there, you can register for us. You can register for it to let us know you're coming. And with the Partner Camp meeting coming up, you may be like, what's a partner, or what does it mean to be a partner? I don't know if we have that lower third or have that graphic at all. But this ministry, we offer that partnership. And when you partner with us, there's a shift that's going to happen in your life. You can partner with us right there, and you'll see all the things that the ministry is doing. You'll see that we have a university. You'll see we travel around the world and preach the gospel to multiple different nations, all the world. We're literally, every Sunday, we're in 20 million something homes, or have the potential to be in 20 million something homes. I mean, this ministry is really doing something. And you can partner with that, and everything that we may be boots on the ground doing, guess what? You get to participate in it as if you were there doing it right alongside of us in person, in the flesh. So if you would like to partner with us, we would love you to. And we're going to sow words just like you had today into it, but also more, because there's so much more of the kingdom that we've not even touched yet, but we're striving for it, and we're going after the fullness of the kingdom. Tomorrow we will be back with another on-time word. Get ready to receive. We love y'all so much. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm never, 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 never
Never, 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 never